14-11 as we welcome back to the program Australia's number one entertainment reporter, Mr. Peter Ford. Morning, Peter.
Hello, Brett. Good to be back.
Good to have you back, Peter. Hey, KISS fans rejoice. Their farewell tour is on in Melbourne tomorrow.
Oh, is it really farewell? You never know with
KISS. Good point.
I'm sure we've been through this a couple of times, yeah. But supposedly it is after 42 years of coming here and doing it, because it's such a great act. You know, when they're on stage, you because of the makeup and the costumes, you know, you forget that they're men of, you know, pushing 70, I think, maybe even over 70.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they've had such a strong link to Australia through the years. It's been a great market for them, but they're sold out tomorrow night and Sunday night at Rod Laver.
Wow.
They're off Monday night. They're back Tuesday night at Rod Laver. That one's not quite sold out, but it may pick up. So, and they've got other sold out stadium shows, and there's not a lot of acts who after, you know, decades could still go and fill those venues for more than one night. So they are pretty much a phenomena, that's for sure.
So if you still want a ticket, Peter, Tuesday night is the go, hey?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And you're suggesting for us aging older blokes to wear makeup. Is that what you're telling us this morning?
No, look, I think it'd be horrible to have to wear that, really. I mean, I've got to wear my putting makeup on earlier this morning to go on TV, so but that's fairly light. But that heavy makeup, it would just be horrible on your face all day and night.
Hey, Peter, Mariah Carey fighting for the title of the Queen of Christmas. What's happening here?
Well, she wants to trademark that title.
Oh.
So presumably she can call herself the Queen of Christmas. But there are two people putting their hands up saying, no, you can't do that. One of them is a woman called Darlene Love, who is very famous in the music industry. They've made documentaries about her. She's been around forever. Her biggest hit was He's a Rebel. But she also had a 28-year engagement on the David Letterman show, that maybe where a lot of people may have noticed her, where every Christmas Eve she'd sing her hit called Baby Please Come Home. And then when David Letterman finished, she started doing it every Christmas Eve on The View. But David Letterman used to introduce her as being the Queen of Christmas.
Ah.
So she reckons it's her title, but she's not taking it to the courts. But another woman called Elizabeth Chan, who I'd never heard of, but she also calls herself the Queen of Christmas, and she actually has brought out an album by that name. She's got a Twitter, blue tick Twitter account by that name, and she is going through the courts to try and fight Mariah Carey. I hope she's got lots of money, because Mariah Carey has, and if she's determined that she wants that title, she can keep on fighting it. Or indeed, she could offer Elizabeth Chan a whole lot of money to say, you know, I'll buy it from you. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But, you know, wouldn't you just be happy if you were Mariah Carey? I'd just be happy to see that truck back up every year with all the royalty money from All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah, it does get rolled out in our place every year. You're quite right, Peter. Speaking of courts, the R. Kelly trial is underway in Chicago.
Yeah, so this is his new trial. You know, he's already in jail for 30 years.
Yeah.
That's the case that played out in New York. But now he's back in his hometown of Chicago. And this is a rather fascinating case, without going into all the really gory details of it. But 14 years ago, he was acquitted on pretty much the same charges, because in that case, the woman who was underage at the time this video was filmed wouldn't testify. Now 14 years down the track, she's found her courage and she's going to actually testify.
Mm.
And the other interesting part about it is that the jury will in fact have to watch this videotape. Mm. There's three of them where he is allegedly having sex with this 14-year-old girl. That's clearly a very confronting thing for a jury to have to watch, but they have to do it. If that's what the case is about, the jury have to be made to watch it. So, yeah, it's a very interesting case, and also the hard thing was getting a jury who haven't already formed an opinion about him, because there have been docos and so much publicity that, you know, a lot of people will have made up their mind, but they had to find a jury, and they went through a whole lot of people to try and come up with the people they did.
So if he's found guilty here, Peter, he'll have his jail term extended?
Oh, absolutely. Well, even as it is, he probably will die in jail anyway.
Yeah.
But if he's found guilty on this one as well, then clearly there's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Peter, why is Craig McLaughlin back in court next week?
Yeah, well, he's going after money that he is entitled to, and this stems back to his criminal trial. Now, nothing to do with the defamation case of a few months ago, which he pulled the pin on and walked away from. Very expensive decision, both financially and also in terms of reputation, because it just didn't reach any conclusion, and people will think, oh, yeah, he panicked and he knew he was going to lose and whatever. But this harks back to the criminal trial, the 18 charges that he faced, of which he was acquitted. And people sometimes forget that. He was acquitted of all those. The judge, on giving her summation, did say that had she been allowed to apply today's law as opposed to what the law was at the time of the alleged incidents, she would have found him guilty. But she couldn't do that. So the fact remains he is acquitted. And so he is awarded costs, which means the money it took to get that case to where it did, he's now entitled to recoup. So in an ideal world, both parties, the police and Craig's team, will agree on that amount. You would think it would be a fairly simple process. You hand over the receipts and they look at it and pay it. They're not arguing about, you know, loss of income. They're not arguing about, you know, the pain and suffering he went through. It's simply about recouping the costs. So that's going to be sorted out next week, hopefully.
It's funny how it has to go back to court to get what he's entitled to, Peter. Doesn't,
yeah,
doesn't make
exactly.
Sense to me.
Yeah, and you know, he's had a lot of bad publicity, obviously, and with they reckon walking away from that defamation case meant he had to pay all of the costs, his costs and the other side's costs, and that would be well over $2 million. So the $1 million from this one will probably come in very handy.
Peter Ford is Australia's number one entertainment reporter. Love your work, Peter. Have a great week. Catch you next week.
Good on you, Brett. See you then.